Praise the Lord. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Honestly, if we say we should share the grace, I'm sure God is happy with our worship. We've had a celebratory, reflective service. And I want to thank God for everything that has gone past. And thank God for newness. Thank God for the choir for that song. God is doing a new thing. Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Behold, I will do a new thing." That's God's word for us for 2020. God is doing a new thing. Whether it's one thing, whether it's many things, that is up to you. But God says he's doing a new thing. And the year is going to be a year of amazement. Praise the Lord. You know, when that word, amazement, I had to go and check it out. It's not a word we use regularly. But it talks about something that is so, so wonderful. So yes, you can talk about something being wonderful, but beyond, even going beyond the normal wonder, God is going to surprise you. It says the condition of being amazed, bewilderment, overwhelming wonder. Can you imagine when you're overwhelmed by God's wonder? That is what God is saying concerning 2020 and going forward. That in the new year, you're going to be overwhelmed by the wonderful things he's going to do for you. Hence why it will be a year of amazement. You know, something you find difficult to fathom, to, you know. Okay. Some things will be difficult to even put in words. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some things will be so difficult to put in words because of what God will do. You know, it will surprise you beyond your wildest imagination. Praise the Lord. That's what's going to happen this year. That's God's plan for each and every one of us. Amen. So if we just give thanks, if we just rejoice for what God is going to do, that is more than enough for the year. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we ask, even as we go into your word, that in the few minutes we're going to spend, that you speak to each and every one of us a word in season, a nugget to run with, that you grant us in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we open our Bibles to Joshua chapter 3? Joshua chapter 3. We're going to read the first 6 verses there. Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. It says, "Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priests carrying it, you're to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits between you and the ark. Do not go near it." Joshua told the people, verse 5, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." Amen. Joshua said to the priest, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass ahead of the people. So they took it up and went ahead of them. May the Lord bless the reading of this word. The context of this, think about it. The children of Israel, the old Exodus had happened. All the adults had died in the wilderness because of disobedience and what have you, the murmurings, everything that happened. They were coming into the promised land. Joshua was the new leader that God had given them. A lot of these folks had not experienced God the way their fathers experienced him. The leader that was leading them was no longer there. There was a new leader. They had heard so many things of what God had done for their forebears. All the wonderful miracles, all the, you know, the old ten, you know, all the deliverance God had done, they did not experience it. They had heard, but it wasn't a first-hand experience. And Joshua was saying that this was after the old Jericho incidents, by the way. Now, they were going to cross the Jordan River. There was a big river in front of them. If they had experienced the crossing of the Red Sea, you think, what's a river? But they had heard about the Red Sea. Now, this was a mighty river before them, and they were going to cross. And Joshua was telling them, he was like, you know what? God is going to do something amazing. Not just in the crossing. At the point of the crossing, they were waiting. But he was saying, God would do something amazing. Praise the Lord. He said, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, reading from verse 3, and the Levitical priests carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. We're saying it's a year of amazement, a year in which God will surprise you. God will cause wonderful things to happen for you. What does the Ark of the Covenant signify? It signifies the presence of God. You know, I think the word they use is kabod, which means God's manifest presence. God's manifest presence. That's what the Ark of the Covenant signifies. Thank God for the prophecies that have come out concerning 2020. The Spirit of God is one. He's not the author of confusion. One of the things that we've been hearing, not just in Amazing Grace Parish or by the general overseer, even in other Christian denominations where prophecies have been given for 2020, is that it's a year to pray. We said that at Watch Night service. We need to pray more than ever before. And God is here to answer our prayers. It's a year that there'll be, you know, joyous occurrences. But like Didio said, with that comes challenges. So be ready that there will be challenges. But he said that you shouldn't fear. You shouldn't worry because he has already overcome. Praise the Lord. So whatever the challenges might be, whatever might come your way, God has already overcome. So there's a reason to give thanks. There's a reason to rejoice. It says you have to move from your position and follow the Ark of the Covenant. God is saying he's going to do something new. Don't rest on your hearts. You need to move. You need to follow. When you see the presence of God doing stuff, don't be a bystander. Don't be an onlooker. Be a part of it in 2020. Follow God. You know, keep in step with the Spirit of God. Keep in step with the Holy Spirit. Walk with him. Walk with him. I believe that verse 4 it's a caveat. It's a warning. It says, keep a distance between you and the ark. Do not go near it. Now, why would the children of Israel be told, do not go near it? Kids, have you heard the story of Uzzah? Do you know who Uzzah is in the Bible? Hey, yay, yay. 2020. I'm looking at the children's, head of the children's department. Parents, this I should look at you. Parents, do you know the story of the man that touched the Ark of the Covenant? Have you heard? You know it. What happened to him? What? He died. Oh, you don't know the name. All right. But you know that story. So what happened? All right, so I'll translate that into our English. She literally said that they were carrying the Ark of Covenant. If you remember the story, the Ark of Covenant was taken by the Philistines, and they had it for a while. Now, they were sending it back, and they put it on a cart. And all the people were rejoicing, the Ark is back, you know, praise God and all. And you know, imagine a rough road. The cart hits a bump. The ark is about to fall. And this man decided to help God stop the ark from falling, which you would have thought is a good thing. He put his hand out, stopped the ark from falling, and died. Why is this significant? There was a prescribed way for the ark to be carried. Not on a cart, to be two rods put through it, carried by priests. That's the proper way. God is a God of order. God is a holy God. The Bible says, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. The same Bible also says we should follow after peace with all men and holiness. We need to walk before God in purity of heart, in holiness, in 2020. Praise the Lord. God is going to do amazing things. He's going to do awesome things. He's going to surprise us, but we need to be in the right place with Him. 2020 is not a year when we can mix and match. 2020 is not a year when, you know, we can worship and serve Him when we feel like. 2020 is not a year when anybody should need to cajole you to serve this God. God is a faithful God. He's going to be faithful to His word. He says, as He said a thing, would He not do it? He will do that which He has said. But you have to make a conscious decision. You have to make a deliberate, a determination that I will walk before Him. I will do what is right by Him. Because God is going to do what is right by you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is God's plan for us in 2020. He's going to amaze us. He's going to surprise us. Verse 5 says, consecrate yourselves. Some versions say, sanctify yourself. Consecrate yourself. Sanctify yourselves. And my children, they've got questions. So speak to mom if you have a question. Consecrate yourself. Set yourself apart. Set yourself apart. Sanctify yourself because God is going to do something new. God is going to amaze you. But for God to amaze you, you need to follow Him and you need to set yourself apart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if you're trusting God for something new in 2020, if you're trusting God that is going to amaze you, you know, all things have passed away. All things have been made new. 2019 is gone. Whatever you think God did for you in 2019 is ready and He will do way more than you can imagine in 2020 or beyond. But set yourself apart. Consecrate yourself, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Praise God. God will do amazing thing in my life. God will do amazing things in my home. God will do amazing things in my family. Okay, thank you for saying amen. As you're saying amen, it will do it for you too. But me, I'm speaking about myself. I know that God is going to do awesome things for me in 2020. But it says, sanctify yourselves, consecrate yourselves. And I'll end on this note. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. The great, the awesome things, the mysterious things that you're not even aware of, God is going to do for you. He's going to show you. He's going to make a way for you. Praise the Lord. One of my favorite passages of the scripture is Habakkuk 3, 17 and 18. I believe that more than ever this year, 2020, is not just giving thanks for what God has done, but even the things that we're not aware of. Let's be thankful, because there are many things that God will avert on our behalf. There are many things that He will keep from us so that we can be who He wants us to be. So in all situations, in all circumstances, when it seems to be happening, when it seems not to be happening, the Bible says He's causing all things to work together for the good of those who love the Lord and the called according to His purpose. So He's causing all things, irrespective of what it might be, irrespective of how you might say, He's causing all things to work together for your good. 2020 will be a year of amazement. It will be a year of new things. He says, will you not see it? Shall we pray? Why didn't you say a word of prayer for yourself this afternoon? That even as we go through this year, it says, sanctify yourself, consecrate yourself. For tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Why don't you make a determination, a purpose that, yes, I will set myself apart for that awesome thing, those awesome things that you're going to do. And even when things don't seem to be happening as I expect, I will still trust in you. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.